Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. And look, be sure to enter the Summer of Tire Rack Sweepstakes. We want to congratulate Anthony K. from Huntingburg, Indiana. He was our first winner to receive a set of four brand new tires. Now it's your turn to win. Our next winner will be selected this Sunday, just a few days from now. And then our third winner is picked on August 27th. Now, Anthony's already got his tires, but two more winners have the opportunity to win a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees. It's all valued at up to $1,500 thanks to Tire Rack. You enter daily by going to FoxSportsRadio.com, and you'll continue getting new entries into the contest every day. If you enter daily, again, go to enter and get the rules at foxsportsradio.com. It's all sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of the hour, John Morosi, Major League Baseball insider, our Fox Sports Radio MLB insider, will join us. He's always fun to have on the show. But believe it or not, we're going to start with golf. And you heard Nick Cope say on the update that Phil Mickelson is alleged to, by a gambler who wrote a book, a professional gambler. He says, Rob, that Mickelson spent or gambled $1 billion.
Is that with a B, Chris?
A B. $1 billion with a B over the course of his 30-year career. What are your thoughts on this?
We will see more Phil Mickelsons. It's just
let me throw this out quickly because that sounds like a hot take. It's interesting quickly, Rob, that Mickelson, at least if I heard the update correctly, he was accused of trying to bet on the Ryder Cup,
which he was playing in.
Right. And then somebody was like, we're not trying to make you Pete Rose.
Yeah.
And kept him from doing it.
That was the bookie who refused to take the bet. Right.
So Mickelson comes out, at least according to the update, and says, I never bet on the Ryder Cup.
Well, right.
Well, of course you didn't.
Because
he didn't let you.
Right. I mean, like he didn't say, I didn't gamble $1 billion away, Chris.
Right.
I never gambled.
I didn't try to bet on the Ryder Cup.
Right.
Right. And that's the key. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Chris, I'm not surprised. We remember Michael Jordan in the playoffs going to Atlantic City during the playoffs against the Knicks, you know. And, dude, this is only going to be – there'll be more Phil Mickelsons as we go forward. And, Chris, as the money gets bigger and bigger, guys have to have something to do with the money. How many cars can you buy? How many houses can you buy? You remember Charles Barkley, the casino came after him with money, right? Gambling, Chris. This is not isolated at all.
No.
And the more that it becomes a national thing, I live in L.A. The reason I don't bet is that I got to call my buddy in Detroit to place a bet, Chris. You can't bet in California. That's what stops me from betting every night. You see what I'm saying? But eventually,
you got that much money, like Mickelson and Jordan.
I don't have that.
You got to put
money.
It somewhere.
I don't have to. But you know, Chris, you want some.
You're hooked.
You want some skin in the game. That's what you want. Every time anybody who's ever gone to a game with me, you know what I get all the time? What do I get? Rob G, jump in. What action do I get at a ball game every game I go to? I can't help it. The first thing I do. He's not listening.
I don't know. What?
The 50-50, Chris.
That's what you do.
Yeah. The right. 50, because I want – do you see what I'm saying? Like I, you know, there's 30,000 people.
$1 billion?
No, I'm not saying that people are going to gamble a billion.
No, I mean, but he – no, Mickelson.
No, I know. I know.
I hear what you're saying,
I'm just
Rob.
Saying, Chris, people have a lot of money. You got to spend it. You can't buy 3,000 pairs of Jordans. Do you know what I'm saying? And you winning $500 raffle at the high school bakery isn't going to do it for you. So all of a sudden you're playing in these sports. You know information that other people don't know, and you feel like I'm going to go, or you go to the table. I once was in Las Vegas with a former major league player, and Chris. He put down $100 bills like they were napkins. I'm just sitting there going, what? Like napkins.
No, I believe
$100 bills. And I'm just going, wow.
Are you? I think Mickelson, if this is true, $1 billion. People can do what they want with their money. But I find it sad. $1 billion? Rob, I am of the firm belief that when you make that kind of money, you're right. I mean, you run out of, like, material things.
How many houses can you buy?
Yeah,
how many suits can you buy?
There's nothing else you can get. But that's when I think the next step is not to say, let me gamble for the thrill of it. I'm not saying, I just think moderation in all things. And I'm saying, when you have that kind of money, to me, your next step is, how can I use this money to impact the world? We see all the problems going on in the world. And I'm not saying you have to just spend all your money to try to make the problems go away. But you can influence people. You can work with other people that are that wealthy to try to address some of the issues that are going on.
Chris, that's totally logical and makes sense, but most
people don't. Because that's what the ultra-rich, Rob, you know that's what the ultra-rich do. I'm not trying to get into a Black Lives Matter discussion, but George Soros was funding them. You know, like putting that your money in, like you want to impact the world. Because like you said, you got the money, it's just beyond
Chris,
comprehension.
You're making millions every night when you go to sleep. You're not even doing it because you have so much money in the bank. You're printing money every day. And if you're with some other, you know, like you got endorsement money, you got this.
It's just
money piled on top of money.
You can't even count the money you have. And I hear you. So I think that's what should be done. I thought, Rob, you were saying, I thought you were, and maybe you were leaning this way, but the fact that gambling is becoming so commonplace now, and the leagues are in bed with the, you know, the gambling companies and all that may make it more, you know, commonplace for players to bet.
It is going to be. I'm saying that, A, yeah, Chris, like, guys, they want some action, right? And the money we're talking about, Jaylen Brown going to make $69 million in a single season.
Right.
And he's not even going to be the highest paid. Somebody's going to jump over him. Somebody will be making $75 million a season, Chris. And with the gambling and the relaxed thing and once all the states and it becomes national, you know what I mean, where you don't have to think about it. And who knows? Maybe the NFL eventually just relaxes it and says, you know what? This is too much for us to be worried about, and whether you made the bet in at the facility or you did it down the block or in your car around the corner, that eventually it's just going to be a free for all, and guys are going to want to get into the action because of the money they have. What do they call it? Disposable income, Chris. Disposable income, because
when you look at the wealth imbalance, I think it's a shame. And I like the fact that Jaylen Brown, Rob, what did he say? He said, look, I want to start a Black Wall Street in Boston. Black Wall Street, of course, was the wealthy black community full of businesses, thriving businesses in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was destroyed by racists in the early 20th century. And so, and there were about almost more than two dozen of those towns like that, Rob, black towns that were doing well economically that were destroyed in I think they were calling it the Red Summer.
Can I say this? It's funny because they actually did a feature on me, Chris, and it's the Black Wall Street Times that they just did a story about me, about, you know, the NABJ and MLB Bro,
right.
But they just the name of the paper is the Black Wall Street Times, so check it out. If you go to their website, there's a story that just came out today about me. So
yeah, and so congratulations on that. Yep. But I look, again, people can do what they want with their money.
Do you think this is going to be an issue, or no? Like, just with the amount of money available, Chris, and just how relaxed. Before, people were afraid to death to even talk about gambling. We're not in that world anymore.
No, I don't think it's about the amount of money the guys make. But I just think, to your point, man, it's just like the lines are being blurred. And, I mean, I think some people may just flout the rules and say, you know what, I'm going to bet on my sport, or I think I can do it without getting caught or whatever. And other people, Rob, may just do it somewhat unknowingly. You know what I mean? Like, they for whatever reason, they missed the memo. They were sleeping during the meeting when the Players Association or whoever went to tell them, you know, what they can and can't gamble on. They just weren't paying attention, daydreaming, whatever. But I do think, Rob, you make a good point in that it's becoming so mainstream.
Right. It's not
mainstream.
A taboo, right? It's
right.
Like nobody even flinches.
Probably will. Yeah. And it's, you know, you just hope, and this is why, of course, the leagues haven't been in bed with betting earlier, because they were concerned that guys might, you know, be tempted, or guys might start betting.
Because don't forget, we used to have scandals with that point shaving with college basketball games.
Yep.
And what people don't understand is they didn't want the stars to score no points. All they need you to do is miss four free throws, Chris. That's all, you know what I mean?
That's a jumper here or there.
It's
an off night. I mean, you can do that
easily.
You know, like,
and especially if you go to the line where the spread is the important thing, Chris, coming down to it. You miss four free throws at the end, it makes a big difference on who wins and who loses.
Yep. No, no doubt. And so I'm not saying that is going to become commonplace, or hopefully dudes don't even do that, Rob, like betting on their own sports. Just be smart. I do think it becoming mainstream is going to affect guys.
Yeah,
they may not even think they're doing anything wrong at a certain point.
Well, look how many guys have already been busted.
Yep.
And we haven't even really gotten into, again, it's not national. And, I mean, they let go in Detroit, Chris, the Lions front office. Didn't four or five people in the front office got fired.
Yep. The league, Rob, I think, whether it's in conjunction with the Players Association, they need to go out, like, go above and beyond when it comes to making sure the players are aware that there's no betting, you know what I mean, on your sport. And you've talked often about, you know, you see signs in the baseball clubhouses, you know, no betting. They need to put those in all the locker rooms.
Yep, because when, all Chris, you covered all baseball, when you walked in there, you couldn't miss it. It was that big.
And that's how it has to be, because dudes will get comfortable with it. And again, I think some might do it absentmindedly, not thinking about it because it's going to be so prevalent. So they have to really take extra precautions to make sure that doesn't happen. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Do you believe we'll see more Phil Mickelson types moving forward now that sports gambling is becoming more mainstream? It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox.
Chris, you know this?
Yeah, I know the song. It's not Family Ties.
No.
Right?
It's the Seavers. It's the Seavers family, no?
Growing Pains.
Yeah.
What was his name? Cam Cameron?
Yeah, Cam Cameron. Kirk Cameron.
That's it.
Kirk Cameron.
All right, 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, your turn to weigh in on Phil Mickelson and betting $1 billion.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the coach of the Chargers, Cam Cameron.
30-year course of his career.
All right, I think Chris, he misremembers.
Yeah, I did misremember. All right, thank you. Roger Clemens. Michael in Iowa, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Michael?
Hey, you know, you guys are talking about, like, professional, it's the betting and everything. It's trickled down into college now because there's an investigation going on, of course, for Iowa and Iowa State. And these kids are literally placing $5 bets that are equaling out to be $1,000 or more. So, and now... And
on the sport they play.
Yeah, Chris.
Yep, and they're betting on their sport, Chris, or betting against their team.
And games. Against and the games teams they're playing in.
Yep.
So, and they're not... They're using their parents' name, or they're using a girlfriend or a friend's name that's of age.
Yeah, look, they've opened a can of worms.
No,
man.
this is what
the college players are going to emulate the pro, and again, it's mainstream.
Yeah, and these college kids should know, and these professionals should know they should not do it.
No, I know they shouldn't, but that's just not how it works.
Yeah, and it's just like telling a kid, don't go touch that burner.
Right,
it's hot. They're gonna,
don't touch the pot. Them. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
The kids aren't supposed to be drinking underage.
Right, and in college, you know they're drinking.
It's commonplace.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Or on the case of me and Rob G, don't touch the hot lamp above in the studio, Chris. So first, I touched it. We were trying to adjust it. Yes, I burned my hand. And then,
but you weren't just testing. You were trying to adjust.
But I touched the hot. And then Rob G comes with, what did you have, a paper towel? A paper towel, trying to think it like
that. Did that work?
Good. Of course not. He was like, I burned my hand too. It was so hot. Thanks,
that's
thanks
what you
Elijah.
Call, missing a few screws.
No, you know how many degrees we have combined, Rob Parker?
I know.
We still messed that up.
And we still got it wrong, but that's Elijah's
fault. I never would have done that.
You would have never moved the thing? I was trying to.
I would have went and got a glove, thick gloves or something.
From where, Chris?
Well, there's no gloves around here.
I wouldn't have got a paper towel. You're lucky it didn't catch fire.
Rob G had, and then he had to use my shirt, and finally it worked. But that's Elijah's fault because he didn't like the shot that I had. I had the light coming in, so he had me burn my hand, and then Rob G.
Was
burned
it really
his hand.
Burnt? Or no. Is it just, you know?
Okay. It's just, you know what? If my hand was at Kentucky Fried Chicken, it would be extra crispy right now.
Hey, oh, can I use that? Well, I was going to say it's tonight, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
I don't know. Right.
No, actually,
I wouldn't.
All right,
I wouldn't.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother's mine, the boy. Yo, Rob, how many Fox Sports Radio staff does it take to change a light bulb?
I know, right? I can't believe that we did that. We both burnt our hands. I'm not kidding you.
Hey, man, that's almost as bad as some of those baseball injuries we heard from the past, man, from riding scooters to ironing a shirt while they're still on their bodies. It's crazy stuff.
Yes.
For this topic, though, Rob, I hear you on the disposable income, but ain't no disposable like $1 billion would it be, man. I think for
no, that's an addict. That's an addict, though.
He got no, right. Yeah, it's absolutely. No, that's right. Ludicrous.
And that's coming from a guy with a daily sports betting thing on MLBBro.com. But anyway, so for this, man, look, I think what it comes down to for him is just an ego. It's a guy who is always chasing, you know, the spirit of Tiger, always trying to prove himself to a bunch of fans that'll never really accept him as one of their own. It's him trying to stroke his own ego by always being right. Nobody bets that amount of money because of disposable income or because it's fun. They're at a point in place in their life where they need it to feel any kind of life, man. It's sad.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. It's sad. Like, I mean, have a vision beyond golf and your, you know, just taking care of your family. When you get that kind of money, again, people can do what they want. I'm just saying you should have a vision beyond that to help people. I mean, we see the needs out here. $1 billion on gambling so you get a little cheap thrill.
Right.
The money don't even matter to you.
It ain't even. It's just a thrill. Right. There's a thrill.
Come on.
That you bet, got it right or whatever. We've seen that. Rob G, Mickelson has bet some big Super Bowl bets, like over $1 million, Chris, right? Hasn't he? If I remember correctly, like he's bet $1 million on the Super Bowl by itself.
Yeah, that's whew.
Can you go there with an ATM card or do you have to bring the cash to the window, right? You can't bring a check. What do? You come with a suitcase with $1 million in it?
Maybe you have it in your account.
You got to wire it to the casino? $1 million. Yeah.
All right. We got John Morosi around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is MLB Network and Fox Sports Radio's MLB Insider. We welcome in our friend John Morosi. John, welcome.
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Chris and Rob, always love talking ball with both of you. Thanks for the invitation to be on the show today.
No doubt.
It's great to have you. And let's start here. We started our show talking about Juan Soto kind of, you know, calling out his teammates, the Padres, their fourth straight loss.
My goodness.
They're trying to get in this playoff race, but, you know, obviously you're not going to get in that way. What is – obviously talent isn't the problem there. Is the culture bad? Like, what is going on there in San Diego where they just can't, you know, play up to their potential?
Chris, I think with the Padres, I was actually there on Monday for their game against the Dodgers. And talent for talent, it is one of the most talented teams in the game. It really is. I think that somewhere along the way, they have missed developing that winning culture and a certain cohesion. And I'll be clear that it's no one's fault. This is not the fault of any one player or any one executive, in my opinion. It's sort of a collective result where you make move after move after move. And if you look at their roster and go down the list and ask yourself how many of the key core players grew up in that organization and have a real story in that organization to where they grew up in the minor leagues playing alongside that player next to them, and you just don't hear that very often with that group. Now, a team like the Dodgers, they do have great chemistry. I think that part of it is the really specific personality of Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, two of the most selfless superstars that – we've seen in the game. And actually, Dave Roberts, I was sitting right beside Dave Roberts having a conversation in the manager's office in San Diego on Monday, and he basically said that's why we go, is we've got unselfish superstars. A guy in Mookie Betts who will move positions to help us have the best lineup in a given game, and Mookie's going to go to the Hall of Fame. So when you've got that kind of character in Mookie, it sets the standard for everybody else. Clayton Kershaw is obviously part of that too. And I just think the Padres, they've made so many moves. They've had a lot of injuries. And listen, they made it to the NLCS last year with a lot of the same players. So it's not as though the entire room is past the point of no return here. But I do think that when you hit adversity and you don't have that shared experience and shared values maybe for a long period of time, it becomes harder to rally, and the Padres are living that reality right now.
And here's the other thing, too, and you talked about it, John. Last year, no Tatis, Bogaerts wasn't on this team, and they were able to make this run. And I just wondered, is there something there with Bob Melvin? I mean, they get Bob Melvin. There's something wrong in the clubhouse. There's something amiss. We brought up earlier about what happened in Boston when they were eating chicken and beer and playing video games at some point. Is there something there? Because when I look at the back of all these players' baseball cards, and this wasn't like they had never – last year they shocked the world – without Tatis, their best player, and they should have been better this year. They got Tatis back. They got Bogaerts back, right? They got Bob Melvin sitting there. What could it possibly be that?
I don't think it's necessarily the manager per se. I think Bob Melvin's done a really good job with a difficult roster in some ways. It's a talented roster, but we see it all the time in different sports, whether it's the NFL, NBA, NHL. Sometimes when you've got a one or two superstar team, it flows pretty nicely. When you've got like five of them or six, it becomes a little more challenging. And how many times have we in different sports looked at teams and said, wow, on paper, what happened? Why is this team not playing well? And I think that there is a bit of a chemistry issue there. And I think you look at the big picture, too, with the way that they've lost a lot of these games, they actually have a better run differential than a lot of teams that are going to the playoffs. And so their record is way worse than it should be, not just based on the names on the jerseys, but on the production and on the number of runs they've scored. But they're 0-10 in extra inning games. They've got like a .250 winning percentage in one run games. Some of that is bad luck, but it's not all bad luck. And I really believe there are teams that you look at the way the Braves play, look at the way the Dodgers play, look at the way this year that the Orioles are playing with all those homegrown players together. There are teams that when it's close and late, they execute, they understand how to take team-first at-bats, move a runner, because the numbers that make you a superstar are not always the same things that help you win a game by executing with a runner on third and one out in the eighth inning. It's just different. It's a different skill set. And the Padres, based on the results this year, simply do not have that skill set. They've got talent, but they do not have the ability to execute in the big spots as a team. The bullpen has let them down at different times. The rotation's had some injuries. Musgrove has been hurt. It's been a lot of a little things. But I do wonder, and this is where you look around the game now, whether it's the Mets and Padres took a different approach. The Mets just basically said, I'm going to cut my losses. Here goes Verlander. Here goes Scherzer. I'm going to pay almost $90 million to send away two future Hall of Famers in something that we have literally never seen happen before in the history of the game. That's never happened before in one weekend by one team, ever. And that's their approach. The Padres are doubling down. We'll see which team gets back to the playoffs first.
Let's do this. So I was on Mad Dog's show today on MLB Network, High Heat.
Always fun. Great job there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I said Mookie Betts is my NL MVP. And I know he doesn't have the batting average that even Freddie Freeman has, who's batting like .344, which is crazy. But their WAR is almost the same, 5.2 to 5.3, their WAR. And Mookie Betts, to me, when you think about it, John, playing shortstop in the major leagues. I know he came up in the minor leagues as a shortstop. This guy you talked about is a Hall of Fame player moving to make his team have a better situation or better chance of winning because they have him at shortstop because they didn't have one. He has 31 home runs, a 15-game hitting streak, all these other things that he's done for the Dodgers. And the reason I'm going to leave the Braves guys out is because when Michael Harris II is batting ninth in your lineup, I'm sorry. You know, like, you got unbelievable lineup and so much protection. But I'm going to pick Mookie Betts as the MVP. Am I Meshuggah?
No, I think, Rob, it's a very, very fair point that you make about Mookie. First of all, the production is unreal. And he has one of my favorite stats is that Mookie, I believe, in terms of a single season home run record for all players under 5'10". Like, Mookie has the record, which, wow, I just love. Mm. As someone who is 5'9 on a right ball day, I get excited about that. Okay, like he's my guy. Okay, like, he's my guy. So I love that about Mookie. And to your point, and that was exactly what Dave Roberts said. So he was talking about his lineup for Monday's game. And he said, Mookie's playing second today. He wants to play second. And he loves that when we're going up against a right-handed starter, when I have Mookie play second, it allows me to have an all-left-handed outfield. So you got Peralta in left, Outman in center, and Jay Hay in right. And that's just one data point, one example. And we talk about value to your team. And Rob, I think that's exactly the point that you're making. That if Mookie's versatility allows the manager to put in a better player at a different position and strengthen my team in two spots because of the unselfish way of one superstar player, that is value to your team that will never be quantified by a statistic.
No.
Ever.
And how many Hall of Famers, Chris? He's a Hall of Fame. He can stay out in the outfield and never move.
Without question.
Right, and this guy's playing positions. You know, the ball goes through your legs at shortstop, a double play you don't make. It could cost you a game, John. I mean, I can't say enough about it.
It's fair. I mean, the one thing I would caution against a little bit, and again, I think that there's a very strong case for Mookie, and if Mookie wins the award, I'd be thrilled for him, and he'd be very deserving to get it. I think with the Braves, I try not to ever dock a player any points in my own mind just because he's playing on a great team. And if Acuna puts together an amazing performance, and by the way, he might steal some absurd number of bases by the end of the season along with power in a way that we've just never seen before. And it's going to be hard if he does that to not vote for him. And Olson, by the way, he might get 60 home runs, which is unbelievable. I mean, he's close to that pace right now. So there, and this is why I think it's important to have this discussion. If you say that you're going to vote for Betts, it's not at all that you're discrediting the work of Acuna or Olson. And that's where I think in sports sometimes you're just basically saying, okay,
well, people assume
that the three best players in the league,
right?
One, two,
yeah,
and three, like. That's
people
really
assume
cool, like,
that, even though that's not what you
exactly
mean. It is
exactly
unfortunate.
Yep.
All right, John, great stuff, man.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
buddy
you. That's John Morosi, Fox Sports Radio, MLB Insider. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. This program, The Odd Couple, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring you a whole new you, or bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/oddcouple. BetterHelp.com/oddcouple. All right, Rob, this weekend is the NBA or Basketball Hall of Fame inductions. And Dirk Nowitzki, it's a great class. My gosh. Dirk Nowitzki, Pau Gasol, Dwayne Wade, and Tony Parker. I think it is a tremendous class. I think all four players are very deserving. And Becky Hammond on the women's side. But you have an issue with one of the inductees, which is shocking to me.
Well, I'm not. What? Which? Who are you talking about?
Say it with your chest, brother.
No. I'm just. I'm not knocking Tony Parker's induction, but there's no You know, I have a problem with the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm just not sure what the criteria is.
And well, it's not. Look, it's not as high as baseball, where you got a Scott Rowland.
Well, whatever. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
This will be forever. You're right. And who threw up in their mouth when Scott Rowland got inducted?
All I know is he got enough votes. He is a Hall of Fame.
I get it. I'm just saying. I just wonder, Is it everybody who's on the team? You know, we just talked about it before where the Suns are putting in two or three people who never won a championship
Putting them on their Wall of Fame.
Yeah, or
but they never won a championship as a franchise.
No, I know.
They got to put somebody up there.
I get it. But two guys from that team that didn't win, you know what I mean?
Wow. They were perennial contenders. I'm shocked. I cannot believe you don't think Amari Stoudemire and Sean Marion should be in their Ring of Honor.
Okay, I just
wonder. I mean, they are two of the best players to ever play for that franchise.
Tony Parker.
Parker was outstanding. He's a six-time All-Star. Six. That's more than Reggie Miller made.
Is that right?
He's a four-time All-NBA. Won four championships and one-time Finals MVP, and when Duncan got older, Rob, they shifted the focus of the offense to Tony Parker.
Yeah, but he also
and he would lead the league or be right near the top of points in the paint.
Yeah, I just wonder if Duncan wasn't on that team, are they really winning championships or not?
Jordan wasn't on the team, is Pippen winning these titles?
No. But I'm saying
you can say that about, heck, would Parrish and McHale be winning with Bird without Bird? No.
But I'm just saying, when I look at Tony Parker, and Chris, all the stuff you talk about, when they have other guys in, like, who am I thinking of? Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady's in. How is Tony Parker not going to be in? I get it.
Well, Tracy was a better individual player.
I'm just saying. You thought Tracy McGrady's a Hall of Famer? I'm just going to ask you.
Tracy McGrady, for a five-year period,
is that a
was
career?
The best players in the world.
But I'm asking you, if you just
like, I mean, top like 5 to 10 best players in the
but,
world.
But
right there with Kobe.
But a Hall
he of, got in, injuries
but a Hall
hurt
of
him. And longer than – but he had a great – yeah, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
It's not just winning. Tracy McGrady was phenomenal.
You know what, Chris? I wish you
I hear work. Rob G whispering. Rob G, say it with your chest. No, you got something to say? Don't be back there whispering in Rob's ear.
I said
Tony Parker was the bomb.
No,
if Tony
said,
Parker was on another team where he didn't have Tim Duncan and didn't have to play in the system, none of the Spurs' individual numbers are tremendous. Duncan's aren't tremendous. Like, I mean, they're very good, but he's the best power forward ever. The numbers don't say that. Ginobili came off the bench.
Ginobili's a Hall of Famer, too?
Yeah. Dude, they were a dynasty. I know we have different definitions.
They weren't a dynasty. They never even won back-to-back.
They won five rings.
They never even won back-to-back.
Duncan was a dynasty.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't. You got to win at least back-to-back.
And Tony Parker, if you don't, Tony Parker was giving Gary Payton the business at 19 years old. Tony Parker is nice, man. Rob G, what you got to say?
Didn't even let me get my point out. What I was saying, Chris, and I told Rob in his ear, that I wish you were a bouncer at my favorite nightclub because you let everybody in, Chris.
Yes.
I love you.
Is Tony Parker a Hall of Famer?
Chris thinks everybody's a Hall of Famer.
Rob G, is Tony Parker a Hall of Famer?
Based on the criteria that's been set, yes.
Tony Parker was nice. Oh, my gosh. We should have let the callers get some of this.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.